We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Disgraced former Governor Rod Blagojevich spent last night as a free man for the first time in several years.
Rod, welcome home!
Welcome home, Rod! Welcome home, man!
There were a few supporters and a lot of media hanging around outside Rod Blagojevich's Northwest Side home as he arrived back from prison close to 12:30 this morning. He plans to talk more to reporters later, but the man who was thrown out of office by legislators in his own party was convicted of corruption and who spent nearly 8 years of a 14-year sentence in prison, still sees himself as a victim and does not apologize for his actions.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and, frankly, racist criminal justice system.
How did he learn of his commutation? Blagojevich says fellow inmates told him when they saw President Trump on TV. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The woman credited with blowing the whistle on then-Governor Blagojevich says his release is more about what's in the president's best interest, not justice. Pam Davis, former CEO of Edward Elmhurst Health, who wore a wire for the FBI to collect evidence against Blagojevich back in 2003, says she doesn't think taxpayers needed to spend any more money housing Blagojevich in prison, but tells the Daily Herald the decision to commute his sentence was appalling and frightening, claiming both Blagojevich and the president abused the power entrusted to them. Davis contacted the FBI when she suspected the Blagojevich administration was engaging in a shakedown scheme involving the hospital and its bid for a new multi-million dollar facility in Plainfield. Davis, who is now retired, is writing a book about her time working with the FBI on the case and what it was like to be running a hospital while working undercover for the federal government. Governor Pritzker delivers his budget message to lawmakers later today.
Much of the run-up to today's speech has included the governor's proposed $147 million increase to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. State Representative Tom Demmer says it sounds good.
We stand certainly open and to supporting an increased appropriation to the agency, but this is not a problem that money alone is going to solve. There's been an ongoing effort with a DCFS work group with members of all four caucuses. We need to have both strong leadership, policy changes within the organization, as well as an increased investment.
And of course, whenever the governor mentions his plan for a graduated income tax, which he calls the fair tax, the GOP will not be in support. That income tax switch is on the state's November ballot. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago alderman wants to see the city improve the way it helps police and other first responders face stress and depression.
Alderman Chris Taliaferro chairs the City Council Public Safety Committee, and he's calling for a hearing on suicides among first responders. He wants to see a new mental health program created. Taliaferro says, for example, the Los Angeles Police Department has a program that's dramatically reduced the number of police suicides.
They're completely staffed with police psychologists, whereas in Chicago, we're staffed with clinicians. Well, and I think that makes a difference. But also, they have their psychologists stationed and assigned within their district, building relationships with the officers.
Taliaferro also wants hearings aimed at getting more African Americans and Latinos to apply for the police and fire departments and become police officers, firefighters, and paramedics. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Health officials have moved quickly in an effort to deal with the coronavirus.
The virus spread rapidly in China and beyond. In spite of that, doctors have learned a lot about the new virus.
All things considered, it's quite amazing that scientists have been able to isolate it, determine its genetic sequence, figure out what it is, and, you know, understand a lot about how it is spread and what kind of disease it causes.
There's more to learn, though. That's Dr. Jennifer Grant, an infectious disease expert with North Shore University Health System. She's one of the guests on this week's WBBM In-Depth podcast. It's available right now on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. Cisco Coto News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.